This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 21, 2022, the first day of winter, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, highs near 40. The green light may come today for the building of a new Salem High School. Dustin Luca reports in today's Salem News that the Massachusetts School Building Authority will be voting on the possibility of Salem being invited to submit a proposal for funding a new high school. Even if today's vote goes favorably for Salem, there are many steps ahead for the district centered around planning and funding such a project. As cities and towns gear up for their budget planning for the next fiscal year, Marblehead's budget planning has received a boost under the direction of first-year town administrator Thatcher Keezer. He told MSO News this week that a new town budgeting software program is more powerful and transparent for budget planning.
But the power will come in that the software allows us to run scenarios, to be able to say, you know, if the cost of municipal government inflationary rate is such, you know, project out those costs. If we, when we go into the next round of contractual negotiations with the collective bargaining unions, what's the scenario if we do a 1%, 2%, 3%, you know, pay raise? What's the impact out, you know, pushing out over the years?
That's Marblehead Town Administrator Thatcher Keezer. Former Beverly Airport Manager Gloria Bouillon has filed a complaint with the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination, alleging she was sexually harassed by an employee who worked for a tenant company at the city-owned airport. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, Bouillon's attorney said it's a case of third-party harassment and that the city did not respond adequately. Bouillon resigned as manager in October. Danvers' search for a new school superintendent is down to the final three. This is Robin Daugherty, the chair of the selection committee.
So we had our last meeting last night where we decided on the three finalists to bring forward. It was a very, it was very collaborative. It was very honest. We were very transparent with each other. It was a very tough decision.
The three finalists are Marblehead Principal Dan Bauer, Jeff Bruno, the current superintendent in Scarborough, Maine, and Peter Cushing, assistant superintendent of the Medford Schools. The school committee will schedule interviews and site visits for the candidates after the first of the year. And last week, Lynn selected Dr. Yvonne Alvarez to be the district's next superintendent of schools. Alvarez is currently the chief academic officer for the Providence Public School System. This week, our website is delivering a multi-part feature on this podcast featuring Dr. Alvarez. Today, she discusses creative ways to engage English language learners.
North Shore Community College, dual enrollment for specific courses. All of those things are considerations and encourage students to grow and develop themselves. It creates, it makes learning exciting and fun, which is what it's supposed to be. Versus saying, well, I have to take, you know, here's my generic course schedule because I am an English learner and this is all I can take this year. And so now I have no electives, I have developmental language, I have, you know, the required courses, and there's really no room for anything else. And I think that creates a lot of disappointment in our English language learners in terms of how they view themselves and their capacity to learn.
Alvarez was speaking at her school committee interview. Sports is next with Bill Newell. He's got Bill Belichick weighing in on mistakes and local basketball teams competing in Florida.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And on behalf of my brothers, Michael and Jack, and all of us who work at Moynihan Lumber, I want to wish all of those listening a very Merry Christmas.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Pacers in town tonight to play the Celtics. The Bruins will host the Jets tomorrow night at the Garden. The Patriots will play host to the Bengals Saturday afternoon at 1. Now, if there was one key word out of last week's loss to the Raiders, it was mistakes. Or should we say mistake? Here is Coach Bill Belichick on mistakes.
Yeah, I've never coached in a game where you weren't coaching, making corrections and mistakes after the game. On all levels, playing, coaching, everything, decision-making, overall strategy, everything. That's a part of every game, every review. And, I've never coached in a game where you didn't have that. And then there are also things that you are positive that you look at that you want to try to build on. So I think those elements occur in every game. I've never been in one that didn't have both.
Bill Belichick. Several area basketball teams are in Florida this week playing in the KSA tournaments that draw teams from around the country. For Salem High boys basketball coach Tom Doyle, this is his fourth time bringing his teams to the Orlando area.
You know, certainly these kids will hopefully create some lifelong memories, some bonds that will connect these guys forever. And, you know, it's worked in the past. All the kids have come back and said it's been a great opportunity, and then hoping for the same this year. And so far, we're off to a great trip.
Salem did win their opener yesterday. The Marblehead boys and girls basketball teams are in Florida as well this week. For Marblehead boys and their coach Mike Giardi, they lost to a very good Alabama team yesterday. But he points out there's much more to this week than just basketball.
We spent the day over at Universal Studios. The kids had a blast over there. Yesterday, we worked, we're still doing remote schooling because we are technically still in school. So in the morning we did remote schooling on Monday morning, and then, the afternoon we spent most of the day, you know, at the water parks, and then jumped back over to Universal Studios. Kids had a blast. Today again, we did a little bit of schooling. We had our game, and now, tonight we're going to do a bowling competition. It's going to be interesting to see how we break up the teams between our boys and girls. The girls are giving it to the boys a little bit because they came up with a big win today, their first game, the tournament. So, it's going to be an interesting competition, but we're having a lot of fun down here, that's for sure.
Marblehead boys basketball coach Mike Giardi. Girls hockey today, Medford is at Beverly, 4:20. Masco at Gloucester, tonight at 6. Boys hockey, Marblehead playing at Essex Tech, tonight at 6:30. That is sports. Have a great day. Along with Rick Moore, thank you for clicking on North Shore Today. From all of us at msonewsports.com, have a safe and happy holiday season. We are the North Shore's multimedia source for news and sports. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7. North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, posting on Thursdays. Our connections feature spotlight interviews. And of course, North Shore Today, a daily information multimedia magazine powered by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.